More than 120 cases of measles reported in South Carolina to date, 400-plus infected along the Arizona-Utah border since last year. The majority of those cases were from a younger population that was unvaccinated, and the Virginia Department of Health says 6 cases so far this year in the Commonwealth, mostly in Northern Virginia. Measles can mean more than just a bad rash, says Candace DeMatteis, Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for the Partnership to Fight Infectious Disease.
People do downplay, and candidly, we just, because the vaccine has been so successful until this past year, we really don't have a lot of experience with measles. We have a lot of young doctors who've never seen a case of measles.
With more than 2,100 confirmed cases in 2025 and 733 confirmed in 2026 as of February 5th, the U.S. could lose its mostly symbolic elimination status soon.
We do have to go a year without the same outbreak spreading throughout the country. Sadly, what we're going to see if we don't get it back is more of the same. We've seen it this year in terms of how this disease can spread so easily from state to state. The virus doesn't care. It's not political. It's just looking for a host. If you're vulnerable and you're exposed, you're at risk.
Even Dr. Mehmet Oz with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, working for a White House that has reduced the number of vaccines recommended for children, has urged Americans to get a measles vaccine booster. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.